Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know about you, but I feel very defeated when I'm walking in a room and I see that there's a lot of people there, but everything just becomes blurred. Everything becomes ghostly, like I'm not there. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. If you feel alone in a crowded room, I want to share my experience with you. Sorry, that's my dog shaking in the background. I want to share my experience with you. I don't want to experience it again, but I want to share my experience with you. And I want to welcome you to the Happy Times Podcast. My name is Joey Kidney, your host. You may have seen me from TikTok or Instagram, or you follow me on YouTube for a little bit. But this is the podcast. This is where we just sit and chat. And there's no script. There's nothing fancy. There's just me, you, and today's sponsor, which happens to be HelloFresh. So what is HelloFresh? Well, with HelloFresh, you get a fresh, and that's pretty key, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make cooking from home easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. So fall is a busy time, but HelloFresh recipes save time you'd spend otherwise meal planning or shopping and chopping, so you can get back to what matters, which is eating. Now, with HelloFresh's family-friendly menu, it's a big win for going back to school with easy and delicious recipes for drama-free dinners, because we're done with this drama. So I really enjoy it. I have been doing this for a while, and I am loving it. I always find myself wanting to try new food, but I hate going out to eat, and I love cooking. So HelloFresh gives me the chance to try something new and be the cook at the same time. So it keeps my girlfriend happy, and I love all the new flavors and feeling important as well. So I'm not going to tell you this without giving you a little discount. Go to HelloFresh.com/HappyTimes14 and use the code HappyTimes14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. So there's a lot of 14s in there, so I'm going to say it one more time. Go to HelloFresh.com/HappyTimes14 and use the code HappyTimes14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. So go check it out. I really recommend it. It's a good way to try new food and see what you like and see what you don't like and entertain as well. So back to what I was talking about. I got reached out to by, I actually don't know his name. I know his TikTok username, T_Dodd_ or T Dude. Anyways, he basically reached out being like, he's going through some troubles right now. And I think we all are. It's been a tough time for everyone, I believe. And he's basically asking, you know, why do I feel so ghostly? Why do I feel so alone? Why do I feel like I'm not there? And obviously, I can never know every single situation that anyone is going through. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you go through. I get a lot of DMs from people listening to the podcast, and they're like, oh my God, you helped me out so much. This is exactly what I needed. It's like you're living in my head. And I'm like, I have no idea who any of you are. And I know your names. I see your faces. I know your usernames. But I don't know who you are. And I want you to understand. I want to say this too, because it's like when you watch influencers, they don't know you. You don't know them, right? We're here trying to be as human as possible, but which should be natural. But it's a very difficult thing to do when it's happening through a screen. And so, I hope this podcast is the most real and raw thing that you get throughout the day. And hopefully, it makes us feel more like friends and less like an influencer talking to you. And so, I'm out of water. This is not good, guys. I'm gonna try to push through it. So. When I saw this video, I was like, wow, this is the way I have felt. This is the way I do feel. And I'm going to tell you my little things when I go to a party or when I go to a little social gathering or an event. I'm going to tell you my little things that I do that, I'm not a doctor. They could be amazing. They could suck, but they could work for you. So, little backup. I grew up this kid that no matter how many people were around me, I always felt like the movie scene. You know, the ones where it's like they're focused on you as the main character and everyone else around you is like stopped moving and the sound gets like muffled, but you can still hear it blasting and everyone's having fun and smiling and you just feel unseen. You're just there. You're everyone else is frozen and you're the only one moving. You're in this little world. You're in this little spot in your head and it has nothing to do with anyone else. It's not that Becky's there. It's not that you see an ex. It's not that Sam's there. It's not that somebody's eating all of your favorite cheese dip. It's you're in your head. You're in this whole world that's very separate from everybody else. And I always thought I was wrong for being there. I always thought, why am I not super excited to be here? Why am I not this like the center of attention like everyone else is? Why sometimes does the world just stop? Why? It just didn't make sense to me. I always thought that I needed to be outgoing, but you know, I always ended up just being there. Like I was just a thing. I was just at that party. I wasn't partying. I was at that party, and that's it. That's all it was. That's all that it got to be, and it sucks. I mean, I'm not a big partier anyways. I didn't have my first drink until I was 21, and the legal age is 19 in Canada, so people really do it at like 16, but I wasn't a partier. I didn't smoke. I didn't drink. I didn't do any of that stuff. I barely even went to them. I couldn't bring up the courage. I was a very shy kid. And now I'm talking to hundreds of thousands of people. But what I'm getting at here is like, we're all normal. And if you feel this way, or if you have a friend that feels this way, well, maybe this is going to help you understand. So I started reading about empathy or empaths. And I've talked about it a lot on this podcast. And you can actually, I believe I have a podcast, scroll through. I know we've been doing this for like years. But scroll through, find the podcast on empaths because we talk a lot about it. But I read this book called Empath's Survival's Guide, basically. And it was amazing. It really like opened up my eyes. There was a lot of like spiritual stuff that I didn't really connect to. But other than that, it really opened up my eyes. So I started reading that and I learned that empaths can feel other people's emotions. So if you walk in a room and somebody's sad, I know immediately that somebody's sad. Even if they're laughing and happy, I can feel the energy in the room. It's a lot of it is about energy. And I didn't believe this hocus pocus stuff. I walk in a room and I'm like, what is going on? You know, if my girlfriend and I are driving and I can feel her just like, so upset at something or so agitated. I'm like, wow. It's very frustrating almost. It's very sad. And I then kept reading and my question was, why do I feel their pain? And the reason is because we can not only feel others' emotions, but we can experience them as well. So when someone's going through a heartbreak, we can feel it. We can feel the heartbreak. We can feel the love leave the air. We can feel it. And no, don't worry. I'm not saying you have a superpower, but you can use it like one. And not everybody is like this. Not everybody is an empath or this type of empath. There's many different types. But I am. I would go to these parties and even though somebody was drinking and having fun, I would be like, something about you, I sound like a hoot, eh? But something about them, I would look at them and I would be like, your energy does not match what you're putting out. It feels like, you know, you got a bad grade on a test. You didn't get a job. You're struggling with something and then alcohol's there and you're partying. And yeah, like I said, I'm a hoot. I'm just there discussing. I was that kid in high school at parties when everyone decided, oh, let's have a heart-to-heart. Let's go to a party, get drunk, and have a heart-to-heart. That was what everyone wanted to do. But guess what, guys? I was that kid that everyone talked to. I was that one sober guy at the party that everyone wanted to talk to and get advice from because I was the advice kid, right? none of my friends wanted to get advice from me because they were like, he does it all the time for the internet. But a lot of other people did, even random people come up to me and they tell me their life story and expect me to have an answer. And I'm just like, hey, I just met you. I'm not here to judge you. But when they were telling the stories, I could feel it. And so it does help me that I can feel how somebody is feeling. I can experience their feelings while they're sharing it. And it's like a superpower. But I would leave these parties after everyone wanted to have hearts to hearts with me, and I would feel so drained. I would come home and I would just sleep. And it wasn't because like I was up late. It wasn't because I was drinking, because I wasn't. It was because my heart felt tired. Everything in me, everything that is in this shy kid who's not outgoing but had to talk to a lot of people about a lot of personal stuff, I felt tired. And it was awful. It was so, so awful. But I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed people opening up to me at the same time. But I would not enjoy the feeling that I was feeling. And this is before I understood what it was. This was before I understood that this is empathy. This is not just because I got talked to. It's because I understood how somebody felt. So if you're listening to this and you can possibly relate to me, and I don't sound just crazy.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
See, then please DM me being like, hey, I'm like you. Just say that. DM me on Instagram. Just message me on Instagram. Be like, hey, I'm like you, and then I'll know you listen to this podcast, because that'd be really cool. And make sure you go check out HelloFresh, because why not? But definitely DM me. But back to it. The entire time, I thought I was an outsider. Like, I was that kid in the background that nobody noticed at a party. Everyone was just having fun, and then when they got sad or somebody danced too close to somebody else and there was teenage drama, then they would talk to me, and I would solve some problems. But I always felt like I was just not there. But in reality, I was the only one there. I was the only one paying attention. I was the only one who wasn't drinking away my problems or partying away my fears. I was the only one who cared about anyone else. Which hits home. It hits home to me. And when I wrote this down to give advice to this person who reached out to me, T. Dodd, I really reminded myself that, you know, I'm doing all right. You know, you're a cool guy. And well, if you're new to this podcast, we hype ourselves up a lot. I'm a fucking sick dude. My name is Joey Kidney. I'm awesome. Your name, fill in the blank. You're awesome too. And you have your own reasons for being awesome. Mine, I'm an empath. I feel things for other people. I can give good advice because I know what they're going through, because I can feel their experience. And it really helps me. And I'm, well, a little bit more than that, but I'm just going to leave it at that. I feel good. I'm feeling happy. It's nice to talk to people again. But speaking about talking to people, COVID's kind of like letting up its restrictions. And we're able to like go and party more, or like go have friends, or not party more. People are allowed to have parties. Listen, I don't want to sound like I'm some raging partier who has a social life. I don't. I spend my time talking to you guys through a microphone, recording into my MacBook, and that's about the extent of it. But now people want to see me in person. And listen, I'm not always prepared for this. I haven't bought clothes in over 2 years. I haven't bought new clothes in over 2 years. I'm not joking when I say this. I used to shop all the time. I haven't bought clothes in over 2 years. And so people are seeing the same stuff. But anyways, that's not the point of this. I am feeling so socially anxious. I'm going out to like get groceries or go to a mall because they're open now. And I'll walk up and I'll walk into the store and then I see someone approaching me and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I like turn around and in such a weird way, I'm looking at a freaking clothing rack, which I guess looks like I'm looking at clothing. But then I realize that the person that's coming up to me works here. So the looking at clothing thing doesn't really work because they think I'm looking at their product. So they're going to come talk to me anyway. So then I look at a freaking wall. I just run. And the person's like running after me and be like, hello, sir, can I help you? And I'm like, no, I'm just looking. Thank you, though. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I sound mean. But it's just scary. It's scary getting back out there. And especially if you're somebody who's not outgoing or you feel like you're alone in the crowded room, right? It's a terrifying thing. But here's what I do, okay? This isn't going to be something that's going to be amazing. This isn't going to be something that's going to change your whole life, but this is what changed mine. Everyone's getting coffee nowadays. Everyone's going to their favorite coffee shop and like ordering an iced vanilla latte. Everyone's doing it. Okay, and you're like, I don't even need caffeine. Listen to me. I haven't had a coffee today, and I'm freaking wired. I'm talking to you. That's why I'm excited. But go up to your next barista. Oh, I can't believe I'm telling my secret. This is what got me out of social anxiety. I'm not even joking when I say this. I moved to a spot, and I was living alone, and I had to speak for myself. And so I would go up to a barista. And I would ask them how they are. And if they say good, I said, this is not an ice cream shop. You can't order vanilla. I need more of an answer than good. And they would tell me how they are. They'll tell me if they're tired. They'll tell me if they had a late night. They'll tell me if they're really excited for the day. And I will talk to them. I will try to have a conversation. Because what's the extent of their conversation normally? It's, hey, how's it going? And good, you? What can I get you? I'll get a tall Americano or whatever, right? Let's make that a little bit better. Because, maybe there's a barista listening to this right now who's going to freaking hate this, me telling them to, you know, ask more questions. Also, shout out to the nurses. In Ottawa, I heard some nurses listen to the podcast, so I figured I'd give a little plug. Shout out to all the nurses. You're doing amazing. My mom's a nurse. My friends are a nurse, nurses, and it's freaking awesome, so you're doing amazing. But back to my baristas, who played a very important part of my life. I would ask them how they are, and I would go to the extent of actually asking them how they are, not just, I wouldn't take good you for an answer. And it changed my life because when people tell us to, you know, be more outgoing or to do something to really change your life, you know, they're giving advice from 0 to 100. And I'm not telling you to do this. What got me in the baby step situation is I asked a barista how their day was going and I didn't settle for a good you. And that's it. That's all I want you to do. That's it. It's going to make you feel fucking good. I left and I was feeling 10 times better. I was more hyped up off the conversation than I would be off my iced vanilla latte. The caffeine in that didn't even match the amazing feeling that I felt from talking to a human, having a social interaction with a human that I controlled, right? It's not somebody running after me at a retail store saying if they can help me. No, it's me. It's me controlling a conversation. It's me starting a conversation. And so I really, really, really want you to try this. Okay, so next time you go get a coffee, which I know y'all do, just go one step further. I promise you it's going to make the world of difference because for the rest of your day, and do this at the beginning of your day, right? When you get coffee in the morning, do this at the beginning of the day. Don't wait. Don't be like, oh, I'm so tired. I don't want to talk. Do it. Just do it. Just listen to it. Listen and do it. Okay? It's going to change the rest of your day. Now, the next thing which will be my last tip, which isn't necessarily a tip that I'm proud of, but this is something that I use all the time. This is for all my shy people or socially anxious people. When I walk into a room, when I go to a party, when I go to a friend's house, when I go to a gathering, when I go to a restaurant, I look for my ways out. So if I go to a party at somebody's house, I make sure that I drive myself. And I make sure that if I'm going to drive people, they can also have an alternative way home. Or I drive alone. Because when I enter that party and I want to leave, at the time where I feel so anxious that I'm just not enjoying my time and I want to leave, I have a way to leave. I don't feel that I need to be there, because having that weight on my shoulders of like, oh, I have to make this a good night, makes me hate the night, makes me overthink about it, makes me just think, okay, I have to plan this. When are we going to go? When are we going to? No. If I have my own car and I drove myself there and I'm not drinking, then I'm able to leave whenever I want. I'm able to have the good time that I want to have that night. There's no restrictions to my night. There's no obligations for me to be a certain person that night. I can be me and I can leave whenever I want. Or when I go to a restaurant, this one's a little bit different. When I go to a restaurant, I sit in a certain seat. Okay. I'm weird. I pick a certain seat, and the seat is, I want to see everything. I don't want to look. If there's a corner table, I'm sitting against the wall. I'm not sitting facing the wall, because I want to sit facing the rest of the restaurant so I can see what's happening. I don't want to be surprised by anyone. I want to see what's happening. If I want to be in a situation, I want to control it. And so that's the whole point here. When you're going to talk to a barista, you're controlling the conversation. When you're sitting down and you're entering a party, you're controlling your night. Because guess what, guys, girls, people, whoever, aliens, who knows? It's your fucking life. You should have control. This isn't you being a picky person. This isn't you being too shy. This isn't you not being outgoing. This is you controlling the life that you want to live. If you want to go to a party for 15 minutes and leave, do it. I've done it. I've gone to parties on New Year's Eve and left a minute before the clock turned to midnight because I wanted to. I didn't want to be there. I don't want to put myself in that situation, because you don't have to. I'm not telling people to be socially anxious. I'm telling you to control yours. I'm telling you to understand yours. And hopefully these tips, I understand I'm yelling at you right now, but I hope these tips help. Talk to your barista. Plan an exit. It's not the worst thing. Knowing who you are, knowing what you like, knowing what you love, and controlling it is the best thing. And so I really hope this helped. So thank you guys very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And if you did, you know what to DM me, right? You know. My new poetry book, releases in September. September 22nd, I believe. We have Stay You Crew next coming out. We got a lot of new stuff coming, and I'm really excited. So make sure you're following me on Instagram, because that's where I update everyone the most. But I'll talk to you guys soon. Okay.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.